Okay, we have a good little Labor Day practice today. It's a little bit longer week as we get going for Monday night. So we'll start working with the San Francisco a lot more tomorrow as we get going. But we're working hard and doing a good job. Questions?
What do you feel like you accomplished a lot in preseason, but what's still kind of on your mind is what needs to get worked out here before the opener? Long list for you as usual?
Yeah, it's a long list. Just areas all across the football team. Some of the things we've worked on today in practice. So just some refresher things that we didn't hit. But there's, without getting too specific, there's some coverage things we got to fix. There's some things in a run game we got to fix on offense. Things like that.
What is your excitement level, I guess, to be able to see finally Adrian and Teddy out there together? I mean, we're only a week away now. I know you've been asked about this before, but.
Well, I think it's good. Adrian made some good cuts today. And one time, and Teddy continues to do a good job as well. So it's just, I don't know if it's an excitement level, but it's. I think we've improved the football team that way.
Now that it is regular season week, I mean, is Adrian in regular season form, if you want to phrase it like that, with it only a week away, even though he hasn't played in a year?
I'm not sure what you mean by regular season form, but I think he'll be ready to go on Monday night.
Mike, how difficult was it to parse through that linebacker group when you're making these final decisions this weekend?
It was hard. It was a good group. And all the guys had some different qualities that we had to look at. Some in nickel, some in the base stuff, some with special teams. So, it was tough.
What do you see from Gerald so far to want to keep him maybe at that middle linebacker spot?
Well, he continues to do a good job. I think he's getting more comfortable in there than he was before, as far as his alignments and. Things like that, but he's got some physicality to him. He can run. He's instinctive. So we'll just see where that goes.
Yeah, what's the concern level that Sullivan's not still out for you?
Not really. He's getting better every day. So we'll expect. We might get him out here a little tomorrow. We'll see.
Do you expect him to be ready to play next Monday, though?
I don't know. We'll see. How he improves.
What's your confidence level in Joe? I mean, I know he's stepped in before, whether it was center or guard.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing good. These guys all get paid a lot of money to do this, so we expect all these guys, when they get in there, to go.
What would the organization like about Jeremiah to make the trade to bring him out here?
He's a guy that played some last year. We watched him throughout the preseason, and we just felt like we needed some more people there. So it was basically, we obviously scoured all kinds of rosters throughout this, and he was a guy we kind of pinpointed.
Did you expect Sullivan to be out this long when he initially was the spasm flared up, or?
You never know. But he's getting better every day, so I'm encouraged.
Do you think Zach will be fine for Zach Line will be okay for Monday?
I anticipate. When's the injury report come up?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thank you. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
What impressed you the most about Taylor Heineke and being able to keep him on the 53 man?
Well, he got better every week. From the first day that he came in here till these preseason games. I think he's got something to him. He gets rid of the ball quick. He makes good decisions. He can use his legs to get out of trouble. And he's a smart guy. And I think he's a really good competitor.
How do you think having a supporting cast, not even just Adrian, but also a healthy Kyle Rudolph, Mike Wallace, how do you think that's not only going to help Teddy, but just the offense and the team in general to kind of be at full strength in that regard?
Well, I hope it is. I I mean, we got to, just because they're lined up out there doesn't mean they're going to help. We got to go out and play and perform, and we've got to, everybody's got a job to do. If they're all doing their job and they're doing it well, then we have a chance to have a good offense.
Hey, did you push your offensive line in terms of pass protection in this camp maybe harder than you have?
Yes.
Previous year?
Mm-hmm. Much, much harder.
It was a point of emphasis that we had to get better at. And actually, throughout the preseason, Khalil's had a really good preseason. He's blocked his guys all the time. I think he got beat one time on a spin move or something. But for the most part, Matt has really improved. Now, I want him to take it to the game this week, and so hopefully he'll do that.
North Turner last week said you guys are very thin. Is how he characterized it on the offensive line. You might need a little luck. Is that the biggest concern of this season, and how you'll do with how well the offensive line holds up, do you think?
I have lots of concerns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned we cover the pass the right way, we rush a quarterback the right way, we stop the run on defense. Those situations all come throughout the course of the season, and throughout 16 games, there's always going to be some things that don't go as good as you want, and you got to try to fix it and get it better. But our expectation level is the guys that are on the field need to go play. And I've been doing this a long, long time, and I know that a lot of times when guys get opportunities, a guy like T.J. Clemmings or Eric Kendricks, these guys get in there. We were talking about Hodges. These guys perform. And the better they perform, the longer they get to stay. But it happens every year in this league. Guys step up and do good.
So that's what our expectation is.
Mike, with relatively inexperienced guys on the right side of that line, does that do anything for the center position as far as having to, adjust calls or make sure that they know exactly what's going on?
Joe's a really smart guy, and he helps with a lot of that stuff. And Fusco's smart too. Don't tell him I said that. But those guys can help that other side. And they're communicating, and TJ's really into it as far as the things he has to do. And I think, and Harris has played long enough that it's just a different spot for him. So no, I'm not concerned.
Do you anticipate using all four tight ends on a regular basis? It's kind of a deal where maybe you couldn't afford to lose any of the guys to waivers.
Kind of a week to week proposition.
Sure.
How we decide to use them, but they all have some different qualities, and so that's kind of how we felt.
Hey Mike, every training camp starts with people listing reasons why Marcus Sherrills won't make the team that year. He always makes it. How much does it come down to just having trust in that guy, fielding those punts and not fumbling it?
Well, it was good till last week. But he, he's a guy that he keeps, when he gets opportunities, he keeps making plays and returning. He's the best gunner we have. He's returned really well. He can kick off return if we need him. We've had him playing in the nickel some this year, so he's a guy that has a lot of value because of all the things he can do, and it's a nice story for a guy like him that like you say, everybody's trying to get him cut before the season, and he just keeps finding a way.
Mike, can you take down what you want Trey Wayne's role to be this week, or is that still kind of a work in progress?
I have a pretty good idea where it will be.
Is it, in your experience, is it more difficult now for rookie cornerbacks to make an impact because of the rules and how the game's changed? For instance, with Terrence Newman playing an entire season as a rookie for you way back.
Pardon me?
Has the game been more difficult now in 2015 for rookie corners to make an impact right away because they have to learn now the ticky-tack rules and stuff?
I really think it's a little bit of the guy, come in and the progression that they have to go through. It's all... I mean, you could probably say the same thing about a linebacker or defensive lineman. It just, a lot of it is just the individual and how fast he figures it out.
Mike, you got a chance to see Zach Moore 2 years ago at Pro Day at Minnesota. What is it about him that you liked when you signed him on?
Well, he's a big guy. They've been playing some games last year that, you know, and we're always looking for big guys. I think he's got, you know, today's the first day we got a chance to look at him, but I think he's got some position flexibility that we can use him in. So we'll keep looking.
A few of those local guys, I guess. Is it easier to get a little more info on those guys just because they are here and you can see them a little bit more in the process?
I think sometimes, I don't think it's so much that. I think we get plenty of info on everybody. I just think some of the local guys, you know, if they have a choice between a couple different teams, they'd prefer to come home.
I jumped in late. Have you said this Gerald Hodges definitively your starting lineup?
I did not.
Okay, I didn't know.
I didn't know I have to. Do I have to?
No? Well, you know.
Yeah, you're required.
Okay. To keep our depth charts up to date, is he your starting middle linebacker?
I don't know yet. Good enough? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.